I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate September 8th. With summer just about ready to give way to fall, one of the signature star patterns of the new season is climbing higher into the evening sky. The Great Square of Pegasus is in the east at nightfall. It's tilted as it rises, so it looks more like a diamond than a square. The jewel at the top of the diamond is Beta Pegasi. It's a red giant, an old bloated star that shines reddish-orange. That color isn't visible to the unaided eye because the star isn't all that bright, mainly because it's about 200 light-years away. But the tent should be easy to see through binoculars. A star's color is the result of its surface temperature. Hot stars are blue-white, while cool stars shine orange or red. Beta Pegasi is thousands of degrees cooler than the Sun. That's because the star is nearing the end of its life. Changes in its core have caused its outer layers to puff up, so the star is almost 100 times the Sun's diameter. That's caused the surface to get cooler and redder. The change in temperature also produces a change in the form of energy the star radiates into space. Stars like the Sun produce most of their energy at visible wavelengths, but most of the light from Beta Pegasi is in the infrared, wavelengths that are too long for human eyes to see. When you add all the wavelengths together, Beta Pegasi shines about 1,500 times brighter than the Sun, a red jewel sparkling across the galaxy. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.